big day back in the office is the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Star. As thousands of people return to the workplace from today, the Irish Independent reveals that the majority of workers want 3 days at home, but employers want two. It refers to a survey by a national organisation for recruiters, which also shows that job seekers give flexible working equal importance to the salary on offer. The Irish Times on its front page explains how workers returning to the office would not be required to divulge their vaccination status. It quotes a spokesperson from the Department of Enterprise who said the government is confident the guidance provided in the updated work safety protocol, in addition to the high vaccination rate, will keep workers safe as they return to the office. This paper also carries a story outlining the international pressure facing the Minister for Finance as he meets with the European Commission's economic chief today. We read that Pascal Donoghue is being urged by the American Chamber of Commerce in Ireland to accept OECD tax measures if they take force globally. It explains how the plan is highly problematic for the minister because of his insistence for years on defending the Irish 12.5% rate. The Irish Daily Mail carries a warning in its lead story that thousands of workers face huge PRSI hikes as the government battles to balance its books after 18 months of COVID disruption. While the Examiner strikes a more optimistic look ahead to Budget Day, as it leads with the one-off bonus to thank the frontline COVID workers. It describes how the recognition payment looks set to be announced, and the measure will take the form of annual leave and, in some cases, a monetary payment. This paper also gives coverage to the recent serious incident at a water plant in Gorey, including an interview with one woman who said she became severely ill after drinking tainted water. She described how she had severe vomiting and diarrhea and had never been as sick in her whole life. Vile protest at Leo Home is the headline on the Irish Daily Mirror's lead story. It reveals that Gardaí were called to break up a protest outside the Taoiseach's house yesterday. Back on the front of the Times, we read that former Taoiseach John Bruton has renewed his criticism of President Michael D. Higgins' decision to decline the invitation to attend a commemoration of the partition and establishment of Northern Ireland next month. Inside this paper, two opinion pieces address the ongoing controversy. The Independent reports that Breast Check is still seeing 300 fewer women a week than pre-COVID. We read how the free service detects around 1,200 breast cancers a year. Meanwhile, raising awareness of the support for those affected by cancer is reflected in photographs across several of the papers. They show some of the 170 women who bared all for a Dip in the Nip charity swim over the weekend in County Kerry. Finally, what is in a name? The Examiner looks into the theory with some humour that it can affect key areas of your life, such as career. It includes interviews with four people about how their name is reflected in their job. These include Colm Ryder, who's head of cyclist.ie, and recycling expert Geraldine Carton.